Hi, everybody. Well, here we are again, another Saturday night. And this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going there probably about a half an hour or so. You can request one physical healing, and we'll see what happens. So you're about located out of time, and you're there, and you're here at the same time. You are conscious and rematerialized on the Lightship just the way you look now. So if you're in the bathtub, you know, taking a shower, and you're there doing that, well, they'll put a robe on you. So no sweat. Here we go. Let's start it off here. So let's do a clearing for situations of people, whatever you had, energies going your way, pushing your buttons. So here we go. Think of one of those situations. Don't have one? That's great. Don't have one? Then just think of something from your distant past that did do that. See if it'll come up. Hopefully you had enough clearings already so your mind's blank. A lot of people have blank minds right now. You're looking for something that you can't find because it's not there. So you already had clearance to get rid of it. So that'd be wonderful. But if not, if you're still dealing with issues, here we go. Going to release one issue, one situation that you had, one occurrence. Okay. You could have, you know, 10,000 occurrences. So we'll just pick the one that you're thinking of right now to release. Here we go. Releasing that from you. One, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we're going to energize the light beam. So again, bring it up on your monitor screen. And here we go. We're going to bring peace energy to you and your room. Oh, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So I guess I'll bring Ann on. So you out there, Ann?
I sure am, and we also have Cindy on the show with us again. So just right away, I want to say welcome, Cindy.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
This is my favorite of all the shows because it's Saturday night on the Lightship, and I always feel that we center so much on healings on Saturday night, and then it's like just such a gift, Ron, that you let us all have a visit to Creation Lightship, where we can get our physical healings. And so if you happen to be new to the show, you want to think of one physical issue and ask for that to be worked on while we go to the Lightship tonight. Are you going to accept requests for certain rooms later, Ron? We can't hear you.
Ah, did it again.
That's okay.
Yeah, we will. Take six requests. So if you want to enter it into the that room there, you can. And we'll have them all ready to go. And you can visit those rooms. So have anything, what's planned for tonight? Anything that you have special?
We do have something planned, and yes, we do. So I thought, Cindy, you go ahead and start with our theme for tonight.
Okay, great. Well, control issues. This last week, we have talked about, different aspects of that, handlers and alien connecting. And I just had a question that might open up a little bit more. Why do people control or feel the need to control? What prompts them, and then how can we help them if we can help? Ron?
Okay, so let's see here. Control issues, that could either mean that you need to have control in your life, or it could be that you want to get out of control, so you're bringing forth issues of control, release it. So control, kind of a main thing. Control could even work with the slavery clearing. Maybe for some reason you're in control because you had a lot of slavery issues from the past. Now that you're not a slave, you flipped it over. Remember, the law of cause and effect works this way. So what you had in the past, which is overbalanced by maybe being a slave, now you're dominating, now you have control. So it could work that way, or you could be out of control. So Well, it all could deal with, you know, everything is past life, whether it's your genetic past life from your ancestors a long time ago. I don't talk about spirit past life because each lifetime your spirit is brainwashed, we'll say, or just taken away from it. So your spirit never knows, and you never know where you were in a past life. Body may have the resemblance of that issue, but your spirit is not normally going to have that body issue that you're reading. Remember, if your spirit was that knowledgeable, you wouldn't be in the situations that you were now after all of your lifetimes of being stuck here, okay? You'd have all that information about how you made mistakes in the past. Let's look at this realistically here. Because, you know, each, you know, this lifetime, you know what to do and what not to do, typically. Life, okay? You don't want to go out and play with rattlesnakes. You don't want to eat poisonous food or food that's, you know, maybe been in the trash can for a week that's full of maggots. You don't want to do that. No, or different things like this. So you already know, you know, information, which you really don't want to do. Let's just say that that's your spirit knowledge, okay? Now, let's just say your spirit had all of its lifetimes deal to it, and you had all that information in this lifetime. This is what most people think, that your spirit, is here, knows everything. Well, if it did know everything, it would know that it shouldn't be here and would try its hardest to get out of here. So think of that and use that rationale. Oh, well, gee, if my spirit's so wise, then why am I still learning stuff if it's been here for, you know, 50,000 years and lifetimes? So you have to look at it differently and say, well, my spirit, each lifetime, gets cleaned off. All that information is taken away from my spirit, and each lifetime is brand new to it. What I'm actually seeing is body information, genetics. Everything in your lifetime now is from genetics, whether it was from yesterday or 5 minutes ago, going back to the get-go. Your body has it stored inside of it. That's what you're dealing with, is your body energy. So you could have been in slavery a lot, for many, many times, many lifetimes, situations, and now maybe you're being over-dominating and you're causing problems for domination in your lifetime now because you're trying to balance it out, trying to get out of that blocked energy. So the blocked energy is in you. So how do you get away from it? Try to go the other direction to seek balance. Just think of a teeter-totter, okay? So, you know, if one side's really heavy, then you back up the other direction to try to overbalance where you are, where the pivotal part is, and you start moving outward so that you get the same amount of energy going the other direction. That's to be why you're dealing with that. That's the law of cause and effect. That's the darkness energies. Source energy that doesn't exist, but in the darkness it does. So I'll turn it back over to you, ladies.
Well, thank you, Ron. Very interesting. Yeah, go ahead, Cindy.
Very. Well, I mean, same thing. Very interesting and very deep. I mean, it's because of the generational situation. Ron, is there a clearing that you would be able to do tonight? I mean, I do have a list of some of our free clearings, though. I wondered if you had a specific one that that we could do for someone else, if they appear to be in control mode.
Well, what I would probably do is, boy, you're looking at some type of genetic clearing. What you could do is do the Be Here Now, and that the Be Here Now for that person is going to bring them into the present moment, which means that you're not on a timeline. And that means that if you're not on the dark side timelines of fabricating these holograms, where their being may be over-dominating, then if they're in the now, that energy will dissipate. So I would just have everybody do the Be Here Now clearing for somebody out there, if that's the situation that they're dealing with. It's a free clearing. That will help them. That's like a quick, fast Band-Aid. But if they're really bothering you for being dominating, then go in and do some whole lifetime clearings, because that's what's needed to clear them, not just one little Band-Aid clearing I'd help them for a little bit. And then maybe they got entities in them. So you have to look at what's causing the problem. You have to go to the source of the problem. Is it entities? Could be. Everybody has entities here, typically. Emotional situations and problems, yeah. So those are the two probably biggest ones that need to be cleared from everybody on the planet. Next thing is fear. And then the mind energy clearing, so mental clearing. So it's probably the four main ones are those. Everybody needs on this planet to seek balance. Otherwise, you're letting your past rule your life. Want to be that way, not move ahead, consciousness will become a slave to the mass mind consciousness, reality. And if you don't do the clearings, that's where you're going to be. That's why Jesus came here, is to clear you out of those things. That's the bottom line, is if you want to help yourself and if you want to help a friend or even a person you're living with, those are probably the four main clearings that is needed to get them out of a situation where they're actually being pulled all the time, timelines. And then actually after that, then do timeline crashing. Got to get rid of the energies first to have the timelines become more effective. Otherwise, aliens see you with an issue. So you got to get rid of the issue. What's causing the issue? Fear? That's a big one. Your emotions? That's a big one, too. What's triggering you? Those four clearings are what everybody needs, because those clearings, don't have them, you're going to be on multiple timelines, any of them. Well, back to you, Cindy.
Well, that is great. I was looking at the free healings at creationlightship.com on the left-hand side of the website, and just wondering, as far as, so let's say there's somebody that appears to need control, and then looking at ourselves and how we react or how we feel about it, I'm wondering if the mind fog, the alien mind fog, would that help us not be attached to that feeling of control?
Yes, all those clearings will help. As you're being directed and connected to the aliens as they're connecting to you, it puts you on a timeline. But the bottom line is the whole lifetime clearings are what everybody needs to move forward to clean out your DNA. Otherwise, you're cycling your DNA. It's cycling and copy and pasted, even in this lifetime. This is why you have reoccurring events, as the aliens are recreating an incident for you to have energy taken from you, because as you experience the first time this happened to you, whatever it would be, then the second and third, fourth, maybe the 50th time, they're still getting energy from it. How do you get away from that? Well, you do a clearing to get it off you. You know, that's the whole thing, is that's why the whole lifetime clearings can save you a lot of aggravation and traumas and problems, because once you're off of those energies and they're disconnected from you, then more peaceful. Can't be peaceful when you live in emotions. Ask anybody who's emotional. In peace? No. So the only way to get peaceful is to get off the timelines and to get the clearings that's going to benefit you to find peace. Can't think your way out of anything, because the mind energy will just give you more of what you're experiencing. So back to you, I guess, Cindy.
Well,
did you have information?
Well, yes. I did want to just mention, Ron, you kind of talked about both someone being controlled and someone doing the controlling, but I just wanted to add that if a person finds themselves being the one who's doing the controlling, I believe that is born of fear and believing that the outside world, you know, matters more than your own peace, because I have seen that a lot in my life. And I would say that those people need to, if you find yourself being that person, that you need to clear something on the emotional body clearing and perhaps you might even need the fear clearing. Because when I have noticed people like that, I feel that they actually think what they're concerned about is so important that if they don't fix it, they're going to die. Have you noticed people like that, Ron?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, I've seen a lot of people that try to control situations, and they seem to take it very, very seriously.
Wow. I guess that could be true, though. Yeah, I have seen people that need to have control of a situation, and it's probably because they have insecurities.
Right.
That would be, I don't have a clearing, I don't think, for insecurities, but there are clearings that can help somebody.
Well, you could put insecurity into the emotional clearing, right, Ron?
Yeah. So if you are involved having situations with somebody, don't like what's happening to you, then get the clearing for them, your name, and clear them from it. By all means, if you do have, a mate, we'll say, that's why I have the second clearing half price. Your lifetime, full lifetime clearing. Then you want to do the same one for your mate or somebody that you're with all the time, we'll say, whatever that would be, who that would be, and do it for them too, so that you're both on the same page and you stop ricocheting these energies back and forth. Remember, just think if you did the clearing for yourself, or you didn't do it for your wife or husband or boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever, and all of a sudden, they still have all those buttons. So what can actually happen? They want to push your button, doesn't work. So entity could come into them, right? An entity could want to have a confrontation. Well, now it will hop into you. They have the issue. Now it comes into you. Now you get upset and you go, I did my emotional clearing. Why am I getting upset over this here? But it didn't get pushed, the last five times over the week, and now I got this button being pushed because the emotional body of somebody who died went into them first, then came into you body hopping, and now you wonder why you're on this emotional roller coaster ride. Well, your emotional body's cleaned out, but an entity is just having fun. Oh, that's why want to clean it out of them too. Now, if the emotional body from somebody out there wants to hop into you, and that issue's gone out of both of you. That's how you have to look at the clearings. I help some people out there who wonder why their buttons get pushed off and on to the clearing. Well, it's because quality had an emotional body in you from the person that you're dealing with. That entity wants to have a lot of fun, take your energy. Who needs energy to live on? What's pushing your buttons and their buttons, and all of a sudden, after the thing leaves, then you wonder what happened. So that's why you always want to do a clearing for somebody who's close to you or somebody that you're dealing with on a continuous basis. So you can have this common ground. It'd be great if everybody from who had a major company out there, like the CEO would say, I got these board members here and they always argue or, whatever it would be. I want everybody to be on the same page. So I'm not going to pay to have, let's say 50 people have their emotional clearings. Just think how much faster, how much better that corporation could be. Since it would be probably a corporation, unfortunately, would be. And I hope you did your homework by looking at what the word corporation is. That puts you into slavery. But aside from that, just think how much better that organization would run if everybody had an emotional clearing. Oh, back to you guys.
Wow, thank you, Ron.
Wow. Yes.
We were wondering if perhaps
Ron, is there... Oh, go ahead, Ann.
No, I was going to say if Ron would love a sample healing since we've been talking a lot. I don't know if you had a different idea, Cindy. I thought maybe a sample of the entity clearing.
Well, that would be great. I was just wondering if that would be too big or hard for Ron tonight.
Oh, it'd be fine.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Yeah, that's good, yeah. Bigger than a bread box. That's good. There you go. Unless they stop eating bread. Okay. But anyway. So here we go. Entity. So think of an entity that you probably have had with you, or it could be with you right now, and it may be trying to leave. And an entity that makes you compulsive. That's a good one.
Ooh.
So here we go. Oh, you go by someplace, all of a sudden you got to stop in there to buy something or to check something out. So here we go. Compulsive entity. It could be somebody who wants you to have a can of beer, smoke a cigarette, you know, go here, go there, you know, whatever. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's harming you or making you spend extra money that you don't have or something like that, then not benefiting you at all to have this thing with you. Oh, unless you want to be, you know, in poverty or sadness or beating yourself up all the time, and it's not you. It may have a beating yourself up entity. You may have a program that's being run inside of you. Okay, maybe you have a handler that's keeping that program running, and that's drawing entities to you. Here we go. A little sideways there, but get rid of the entity as compulsion. So one, just one of them. Could have, you know, 500, but here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. That one left. Oh, that might help you out quite a bit. The reason why I mentioned 500 is that some people out there, maybe not all of you, but maybe it might be one or two, think when you have one of these sample clearings, well, you're fixed for life because you feel so much better after this thing left you. Well, you got a lot more of those with you, more than likely. So that's what we have here is red baskets full of these things. You have to get them out of you. How did you collect them? Collected them only because your spirit was not in your body and these things came in to fill that space. You created a void out of your body. Maybe you went astral traveling. Whatever happened, your spirit was not here to hold that territory, and the entity weasels its way in. Now it's a part of you. Talk to you, give you all these thoughts. Spirit does not necessarily communicate to you the way entities will. Entities could be 1,000 times stronger with your voice. And your spirit will be. Oh, just remember that. Well, anyway, back to you, ladies.
Thank you, Ron. I just wanted to... Go ahead, Cindy.
Well, thank you, Ron, also. I just wanted to mention that the importance of the entity clearing, as you've been sharing with us, kind of peels away some of the gunk that helps reveal ourselves, and I see that Friday night is our entity clearing, so that's one of the main removal clearings that Ron has every week. So thank you, Ron and Ann.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, in case anyone is interested, there's a TV show on Hulu called Deadbeat, and it's cute. You know, it's a funny half-an-hour show, and the guy is a medium. And he goes around trying to get ghosts to go to the light, that kind of thing. It's about his mishaps. But the interesting thing about it is to just see how many entities are everywhere. It's so creepy. You know, he just knows, this character in the show, that there are entities, you know, dead, parts of dead people or dead beings everywhere. So it might be interesting for our listeners to check that show out. Have you seen that, Ron?
I don't watch. I haven't seen. All I have is Netflix, so I haven't tried that yet. So,
oh, okay. I'll send you the link because you can watch it. It's because it's just online.
I wonder if the creator of that show actually has been listening to Ron.
I often wonder that, Cindy. I watch these shows sometimes or movies, and I think, oh, they're listening to Creation Lightship, or they're just seeing all the things that Ron talks about.
Yeah, I have listened to or watched a Netflix. I had to get a couple of DVDs after the initial one, but it's Life on Mars. I guess it was a series.
Yeah.
So
excellent.
A guy got into a coma. The story, he's like a police officer in England. And then he got put back maybe, I'll just say, 20 years or something like that. And now he's trying to figure out, as a police officer, he's handicapped because there's no cell phones. Now, you're going back 20 years from now, what did he have, you know? Anyway, that's where he is, and taking his knowledge from, past, which he knows all about, and bringing it, his knowledge from the future, now into a past, but he's still the same age. Anyway, so it's kind of a neat movie to watch. It's sort of like time travel, what actually happened to him. But, show things of trying to live a better life in the past. Anyway, back to you guys.
It's an excellent show, Life on Mars. I saw it on Netflix also.
Yeah, I have not seen that one.
We can go to the lightship maybe in 10 minutes here. Oh, any other questions out there? Buddy, we have something come through on homework. I got an email from a person mentioning they looked at cars and they felt that they were really empowered by knowing how much power they had looking at a new car. I guess they weren't taking that much energy off of it. That was really good.
Oh, that was the homework that you had assigned us.
Right. Absolutely. We got quite a few comments about that, Ron. A lot of people did do their homework and told us.
Let's see what we have there for that.
I'm sorry. Let's see what Ron?
Do you have any information from other people?
Well, I know someone put in there that they test drove or got into a Maserati, which is a pretty expensive, cool car.
Uh-huh.
And let me go back. Can you see those, Cindy, what the other... we had quite a few comments on our new chat box.
Yes, I'm looking right now.
Go ahead, Cindy.
Someone add in the chat your experience with the homework for the car. Or send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone did anything other than car checking out, like clothes or jewelry or something else. Because, for instance, I am not really excited about cars, and I think I might be, have a lot of company among other girls. But there might be other things that would be something we wish we had or, feel we're missing in our lives for some reason. So I wonder if someone did something else besides a car thing.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
That's a good question.
Oh, Ron, you are dating yourself, but that's a great song. I don't know if everyone knows what Ron was just talking about, the little old lady from Pasadena.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I did not find any other archived messages regarding the homework, so we'll just wait for the homework to come in.
Well, we have...
I could do a healing here for something. What's people dealing with right now, you think? Let's see here. We just sort of went through Memorial Day, basically, so maybe there's some leftover issues there.
Well, I know you've done it recently, Ron, but we'll do that, but also the media clearing, I think, always helps people if you get caught into some kind of news story or something that scares you.
Okay, so let's do one for Memorial Day. That may be a loss of somebody that you may be dealing with. Remember, you can always do the emotional body clearing for them. Loved ones, it's $50, I think, and you can release their emotional body so it's not going through all of its loved ones that are new here. Body live. Also, they normally body hop through the genetics, family members, cousins, etc., and parents, so they can come in that way. Here we go. That energy that you're dealing with, that could be anything. Could be sadness, could have been anger, you know. Maybe you're holding energies from the war of the other country that friend was, or son or daughter was fighting in. Okay? So that could be a possibility. Maybe a Iraqi situation, maybe from, you know, Iraq and or wherever, you know, any place in the Middle East might be kind of button for you. Maybe the Taliban, maybe you hear that word and you've lost a loved one and now suddenly you have all this anger toward that. You have no other place to put your anger. That's, you know, your sadness. So you turn sadness into anger. So, you know, you can do clearings to release that from you, but, you know, just use that. So here we go. So one, you're releasing this particular energy from you. Well, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. So, it'd probably help you.
Would you please share the name of that clearing again?
I said a basic clearing, just that energy. I don't know what would use to do that. It could be maybe anger clearing or something.
Do we have a grief clearing, Ron?
I'm not sure if we have grief or not.
Let me just check that out. I feel that you could get to grief through the emotional body clearing, the fear body, different things, but I'm just curious if there's an actual one for grief. Don't think so.
There's a past loved one clearing, though. That's not what you're talking about exactly, but grief could fall into that.
Right. So, Ron, did you just say that you could do the emotional clearing on a deceased person? No, right?
We have the emotional body clearing.
Right,
that
but would you...
use at least the emotional body.
Of someone who's deceased?
Anybody who has died, their emotional body more than likely is still going to be around. That you want to get rid of.
So no matter how long they've been deceased, we could do that?
Yes, it doesn't matter how long, because that emotional body is still hanging on.
Interesting. Okay.
That's what it's for. I do have an anger body clearing, so have that. That would work. I know in my younger years, I'm slightly sideways here. If you all remember, everything used to be in the old days, okay? I'll just say the old 60s. you weren't born then, but anyway, everything was the same price. I don't know if you remember that or not. So you go buy gas, and it's not going to vary at all. You know you're going to be paying probably, you know, 27, 29 cents a gallon for gas. and everything that you would buy was almost identically priced for years. And all of a sudden, things changed. I remember, and everything was American-made, okay? And then all of a sudden, the Japanese market came in, and that sort of started, you know, like maybe 67, 68, I believe. And there was people that I knew when I was in retail, they did not want to buy any Japanese product because they were World War II vets. They didn't like the Japanese, you know, which is kind of maybe what we're talking about here with that anger clearing, okay? And all of a sudden, you know, the main product that was out there was Zenith, okay? Oh, Zenith was like hand-built, handmade, American, and all of a sudden became Japanese, and everything else became Japanese. Some of these people would just go bonkers because they didn't want to buy any product from Japan. So I'm kind of relating this to kind of reality that people have now, and you know, that, for a lot of people, brought up a lot of anger, how bought the Japanese. And also, people, I knew a lot of Jewish people way back when, they even had the tattoos on their arms. They hated to see Volkswagens come in here. Mercedes also, but mainly, you know, Volkswagens were, you know, getting their start here, you know, in the 60s, basically, you know, before that, but we'll just say in the 60s. So that's, they like were like, oh, boy, you know. So we don't have that anymore, I don't think, in our culture, because everything now is other countries, so not really tied into that. But, you know, if you do have that situation, then, you know, you may want to look at that and see how it's affecting you. Anyway, I should probably go to the light ship here. You guys have anything to add in the next couple of minutes before we go up there?
No. I think we're ready to go to the light ship. Thank you, Ron. That was wonderful information.
Up here we go, everybody. So, one up. Bring your pets and animals with, and you must be live on the program to go to the light ship. You're listening to an archive, then you're going to feel the wonderful peace energy. So, here we go. Going up. So, one, two, three, four, and five. You just want to call out the names to me, Ann. That'll be great if anybody requested something here.
Okay. Our first request was for the deer room.
Okay, so we'll go see the deers. So here we go, deer energies. Request your one healing. So here comes the deer energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. Next room.
The elephant room.
Oh, boy, elephants. Okay, watch out for your feet, people. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next.
The tadpole room.
Oh, that's great. Tadpoles. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
Okay, I'm just looking here. Okay, how about the dolphin room?
Okay, and again, dolphin energy, stronger, 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 and stronger.
Thank you, Ron, and I hope everyone is requesting a healing for their visit to the light ship. I really enjoyed that last time we went to the palm tree room. Could we do that again?
Okay, here we go, palm trees. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Great, okay. Next room.
Cindy, do you have a request?
We'll do one more here.
Well, I like the detox rooms, like with the purple or green gel.
Okay, so we'll go to detox. So here we go. Hot tub room with the gel. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Oh, we'll come back from the light ship. Our animal, pets, flowers, tree garden, plants are now coming back with us. Down, so one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so back to you, ladies.
Wow, thank you, Ron. That's so relaxing and feels so great. I really appreciate it. I did think of some questions, though, while you were doing that, that we've had some emails asking about pet healings. And basically, it was two different people, but I'm wondering, when you just reminded me, when you say trees, gardens, pets, everything comes free on the light ship, and it's a wonderful opportunity for people who might have an issue with their pets to go on our Saturday call that was today and the eight-hour calls on Sundays. Would the same be true for the hour calls that you have during the week, Ron? Are pets and plants invited on those as well?
Yes, they are. Uh-huh.
Wonderful. So
they're actually having energy work done, although we're focusing mainly on human stuff. But, yeah, if you do have are on the call, then your pets and animals and plants will be having energy work done to them also.
Wonderful. Thank you. And you have talked about, writing things down that you want the light beings to work on for people. Would that be a good idea to do that for your pets, or would you say that the light beings will automatically tune into the pet and know what the pet needs?
The light beings will do it automatically.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's no problem. But people, it's different because you're actually communicating what the light beings, what your problem is. You have that communication going, where a pet probably still has it. You don't have to worry about, what you think your pet needs, because it already knows what it needs. Unless they're scanned automatically, just like you are. When you go to the light ship, you're automatically scanned, and they compare your blueprint to what you have now. So that's what they do, is they pull up the blueprints of your body, find out where your problems are. I go up, and this happens on some of the calls I've had from people commenting. They requested one thing, something else got fixed. And, wow, this is great. So I can give you an example of that. This is a long time ago. There's a couple, and I will just say that they're probably, the way it sounded like, maybe in their 70s. So the wife was on, and the husband was just listening, but was also included. So he didn't hear very well, so he requested have his hearing, fixed. But I think it was like a 10-minute session that I was doing back then, a long time ago. So went up, came back down again, and he was upset because his hearing didn't get fixed. When he got up off the sofa, got up like a 20-year-old. And his wife, commented after the fact, to me, she says, my husband was really upset that his hearing didn't get fixed, but just had a hip replacement, maybe 6 months prior, and he took him a long time to get off of the couch. He didn't realize that he got fixed with his hips. He was asking for his ears to get fixed, okay? Fix his hips for him instantly. And I don't think he, at the time, with when she talked to me, he didn't really understand that his hips were fixed, because feelings are so perfect that you don't know what your past problem was after a situation, you see, because they take away everything and fix you. Well, you don't really have a remembrance that much of your situation that you had previously, because it's now. Now his hips work perfect. Hopefully that you can understand that. So if you go to the light ship and you go, hey, you know, nothing got done. I requested my sore finger to get fixed. Well, maybe they worked on something inside of you, your internal organs, that was going to give you a problem, oh, 6 months, and they fixed it for you. But you don't know about that. That's the way it works. So it's a priority. That's why when we go to these light ship on Saturday Night Live here, it's something that's done very, very quickly. So we have longer calls so you can have more done. That's why we do the 8-hour calls, Sundays, which we're having one tomorrow, first of the series of three. Back to you, ladies.
I'm so looking forward to the 8-hour call, Ron. It's really wonderful. Okay, we have people curious about healings for deceased loved ones. If we do clearings for our deceased loved ones, will they be safe from the dark side?
Well, the first thing is, did you get their spirit energy connected to the light within maybe, I would say probably 3 weeks after the person has died, okay? So if you didn't catch them within probably 3 weeks to a month, and they're already on probably the reincarnation process, and their spirit's in darkness. What we're talking about is their emotional body. That's created by the earth spirit. Emotional body is what goes from a person to person, relative to relative, and that can torment everybody because the emotional body have an attitude towards somebody. That's what you want to get rid of. That's a clearing that's done for the emotional body, which has nothing to do with the person's spirit.
Okay, so that's almost more like if someone's almost haunting you or something, who is deceased, but they keep coming back.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, you go to a psychic, we'll say, and they, there's many psychics out there who channel the dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're channeling the emotional body. And, of course, that emotional body, because it's so dense, and basically almost appear in the room because of its density. Spirit's gone. You're looking at the emotional body.
So if people think, oh, I love my family member so much, if they've been deceased for 10 years and you don't feel they're coming to visit you and their emotional body's around, then there is no real point in doing healings for them. Is that right, Ron?
That is correct, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be found at Ascension Time.
They've already been taken. They're already on a conveyor belt of reincarnation. Oh, there's nothing you can do for them. All you can do is get rid of your emotional body that could be haunting you. How do you feel at Christmas time, typically, or Thanksgiving, or the birthday, or maybe the wedding date? You know, how do you feel about that person? Do you get the thoughts of that person coming to you? Have all the regrets, possibly, or you think of the time that you had the argument and they got killed in a car accident that same day, and you argued and you think maybe you caused that. Well, you know, like this can happen. And so you want to get rid of that emotional body that's trying to take your energy, giving you all those thoughts. It's taking you out of your peace. That's why you want to clear the emotional body. Emotional body is not them. Like, your emotional body is not your spirit. Emotional body runs your life. That's why you want to have it cleared. Get rid of that energy in the emotional body of anybody that you know who is no longer here, if you get visited by them. Hopefully that's helpful. But yeah, once somebody dies, if you don't get that spirit out of here within probably 3 weeks, then more than likely You know, it's going through the reincarnation process. You know, it'll be in another body shortly.
Okay, Ron. Well, thank you so much. Could you do one more healing before we end the show? We're getting close to having to say goodbye already. Could you perhaps do an emotional sample of an emotional healing for people who perhaps are very sad about a lost loved one?
Well, we'll do one that would be under the sadness clearing. But remember, if you do your emotional clearing first, that might go away. So I'm just talking to the newbies, okay? So if you already have your emotional body clearing, a lifetime one, and you still feel sad about something, then have an infinite sadness, I think, clearing. Oh, here we go. So for sadness, think of that person, of your sadness that you're relating to, and pick that one situation that you're viewing right now, okay, as you see the sadness coming. Here we go. I'm going to release that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, that's released from you now. You feel a little better.
Thank you so much, Ron. Cindy, do you want to just maybe make the announcements about tomorrow, and I don't know what else we need to announce about the next show and everything, and then we'll say goodbye.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you so much for the clearing, Ron, for deceased loved ones and sadness. The chat intro page has all of Creation Lightship healing events with Ron and other important links, so be sure and check that out. And today was the Ascension Preparation Call, and that kickstarts the monthly calls. Tomorrow will be the Physical Rejuvenation Call, and that's an 8-hour call, and there's still time to sign up. The link is right there on the chat intro, or go to creationlightship.com, and the events are at the top of the page. And check out the reminders, and if you have any questions regarding the chat intro page or the links, just send an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Thank you.
Okay, so let's do the Mind of Heart drop, then we'll close. So as you should all be doing, very simple, command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, up them down into your heart. This is the Mind to Heart drop. So here we go. I'm from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So everybody, so you should be very peaceful. And you can stay this way as long as you like, until somebody drops you out of the peace or you start thinking a lot. Oh, up to you. Blessings, everybody. Thank you, Cindy and Ann, and thank you, BBS. See you later, everyone. Blessings.
Hi.
Hi there. Be sure and join us Monday for our next Creation Lightship Healing Highway Call.